As the 2025 legislative season winds down, San Francisco Bay Delta advocates are trying to stop Governor Gavin Newsom's drive to make it easier for the state to build a Delta tunnel and divert more water to irrigators on valley farmland and developers in the South State. So-called trailer bills will be attached to legislation in an attempt to pass the controversial measures with minimal oversight. A panel of opponents aimed to educate lawmakers and the media how damaging the tunnel and voluntary agreements would be to the future of the estuary. Ashley Overhaus from the Defenders of Wildlife summed up their case.
These proposals are aimed at furthering greedy water interests at the expense of Delta communities and the wildlife that depend on Delta waters. Moreover, the Newsom administration is also pushing voluntary agreements, negotiated deals between the state and water agencies that allow agencies to forego minimum flow requirements. These voluntary agreements, also known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program, and the Delta Tunnel, are inextricably linked. Legal processes for the water quality control plans cannot be bargained away for what is essentially water industry self-regulation. The Department of Water Resources has already testified that the voluntary agreements will fill the Delta Tunnel with water.
Melissa Tayaba, representing the Shingled Springs Miwok tribe, stressed the importance of the Delta ecosystem to their culture and history, and she criticized the lack of engagement between state and tribal government over the tunnel project.
I want my children, their children, and the generations that come after to have the opportunity to learn, practice, preserve, and ultimately teach our cultural traditions. Our ability to pass down our indigenous knowledge necessary to sustain our culture and traditions require healthy rivers that support our cultural landscapes, waterways, and fish and plant relatives. I want them to live in a society where their voice and their knowledge as indigenous people is valued in governmental decisions about land and water management.
Another tribal perspective was brought by Gary Mulcahy, government liaison for the Winnemem Wintu tribe. He said the state and federal governments have ignored long-standing Native American water rights.
Federally reserved water rights on Indian reservations are governed by the Winters Doctrine, which has evolved over more than a century in federal courts and since 1955 in state courts as well. Two landmark U.S. Supreme Court cases, Winters versus U.S. and U.S. versus Rio Grande Dam and Irrigation Company, established several key principles. Federally reserved lands have a right to use sufficient water to fulfill the primary purpose of the reservation. And two, these water rights cannot be destroyed by state water law or by water users acting in accordance with state law.
Restore the Delta is an expansive coalition bringing together Delta residents, tribes, farmers, fishing businesses, and municipal governments. Executive Director Barbara Barragan-Perea illustrated the declining health of the estuary due to the lack of fresh flowing water, which is decimating wildlife and causing toxic blooms of algae.
Ultimately, what is being done to the Delta, we fear, will also be replicated over water resources throughout the state. So who is impacted by Delta water quality in the tunnel trailer bills, and how are they impacted? Over 40% of the entire Delta region, both urban and rural areas, are environmental justice communities with impaired waterways and significant air pollution challenges.
She also pointed out that Stockton, the region's major city, is suffering from the distressed ecology and poverty, but was not taken into consideration in the environmental impact report for the tunnel project. Max Gomberg was a climate and conservation official with the State Water Board until he resigned in disgust over state policy. Now he's an analyst with the California Water Impact Network. He said the tunnel project would benefit a narrow group of farms and developers, but would be a financial burden to most of the state's residents.
Most of the state that already receives water from this system, including coastal Southern California, LA, Orange County, San Diego, with the conservation that's been accomplished with other investments in local supply, they don't need this water. And they would be paying for water that would effectively be subsidizing others.
Fishing is a California legacy industry, supporting thousands of families and communities throughout the state. With the decline of salmon populations, especially in the Sacramento River and Delta, commercial and sport fishing is in danger. Barry Nelson of the Golden State Salmon Association warned that the industry could collapse because of the tunnel project. He focused on the voluntary agreements. That's a plan for farms and water districts to moderate water diversions from rivers and create more spawning habitat for salmon. Nelson said the voluntary agreements would do just the opposite.
The voluntary agreements are designed to strip protections from existing environmental flows. So the voluntary agreements are designed to allow the Delta Tunnel and other projects to grab enormous amounts of existing environmental flows from a system that is already starved for fresh water. And as a result, the voluntary agreements would literally cost the public billions of dollars, and the public would be paying to make the ecosystem less healthy than it is today.
The governor's pack of trailer bills to remove obstacles to the tunnel project failed to pass earlier in the session. It remains to be seen if he has convinced a sufficient number of his own political party to push it through, despite the numerous drawbacks that have been exposed. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.